Good evening and welcome to our fifth edition of Saving Lives. I have Shannon here with me.
Hello.
And Art, of course, on the controls.
Hello, how are you tonight?
How are you guys this evening?
I'm doing fabulous.
Good, it's not snowing.
That's right.
I know our drive up here was pretty interesting. Me and Shannon were like jamming out to our normal songs. You know, Shannon's been a part of my life for a few years now. And I'm happy to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So what brought you here tonight?
I wanted to come on and do the show with you. We were supposed to have a special guest come with me, but unfortunately he cannot make it. But
hey, okay. Things happen.
And I wanted to give a shout out to a house full of recovering addicts right now that are listening in.
Hey, guys.
A lot of people that I work with. I kind of wanted to focus on, you know, that recovery is possible. I mean, we hear so much about the destruction that active addiction causes and the lives it takes, and it's good to get the message out there, but I kind of want to talk about, you know, the blessings in recovery, because there's millions of us.
Mm-hmm. And people don't know about it.
Right, that are out there staying clean. So anybody listening who has some time, wants to call in.
The number is 609-241-7103.
Yes.
We would like to hear from you guys.
Possible. All right, what's going on in your world over there?
Not a whole lot.
Mr. Tech Savvy.
We had our school presentation last night that we did. And we did the Chasing News shoot yesterday.
Oh, that's right. That was for the pictures, people that were, you know, in recovery and also people that have died from recovery. Was this sent out to the news station?
Yeah, that's going to air on, I think, Fox 29 in Philly, Fox 5 in New York, and Channel 9, WRTV Channel 9, which are all Fox channels, Monday night at 10, 11, and 1.
Wow, that's great.
That's awesome.
Something like that, yes. Yeah, so, and I'm sure once it airs, it'll be available on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. So I like to introduce Shannon a little bit more. Shannon is actually my sponsor in recovery. And she was that person that I've talked
to. I knew that. And I turned my mic on now, so everybody.
Right, because that's what I was like, I'm having trouble hearing.
You can hear me now, right?
Not in the headphones. I can't hear.
So. Can you hear me now?
Good. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Say something. See, this is the kind of show that we have. We just kind of like
a car ride, kind of
blew out our eardrums. Yeah, we were jamming. We have this one song that a few years ago we were both sick with like bronchitis, and we decided to record ourselves singing it because, you know, this is what we do in recovery. We have fun and have a good time.
That's right.
And so when I met Shannon, she didn't even know me yet. I was in treatment. And she came to the treatment facility, and she had a speaking on the stage. And knowing Shannon now, she was probably crapping her pants at the time because there was like 100 people in this facility. And she's at this, you know, this big stage having to deliver her message of like hope and how what brought her into recovery. And right now she...
Art just spilled
his coffee.
Huge Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, speaking of spilling some hot stuff, I was on my way to Pittsburgh on Friday night. And you want to talk about determination and like being in recovery and just like doing what you say you're going to do. The girl, we spilled hot tea from Starbucks, got spilled all over her entire lap. And I'm about to leave the Starbucks in order to drive to Pittsburgh for this 5-hour drive. All I heard was her screaming like bloody murder. And I turn around and her crotch is literally smoking in heat, like on fire. And the only thing I could think to do was to pull her pants off because I watch all these scary horror movies and I'm picturing her pants molding into her thighs. So I'm like, the only thing I could think of to do is just like pull her pants down, you know, but like determination, like we got to Pittsburgh and we had a good time. Totally off topic, but hey, you know, shit happens, right? So what brought you into recovery?
So it took a while for me to accept that I was an addict.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first time in treatment. I separated myself from everybody else in there. I thought I was better than.
Or not as bad.
I didn't think I was that bad. I would hear war stories and, you know, think that they were worse than me. And, you know, so I decided to go out and get more pain. And through the grace of God, I was able to make it back. And I haven't found a reason or an excuse to use ever since I came into this process. And I've received so many blessings in my life because of recovery, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. And you know, I think about the people who are listening right now who are in a treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
I just give them so much credit because it's hard.
It is hard.
You know, it's not an easy process, but it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one thing I always try to tell people, especially new in recovery, is just don't use,
don't give up.
Right.
Even there was times when I was like on the brink of, I remember I didn't want to feel again. It was already after we developed a relationship and you like picked me up and took me under your wings and like you made me sleep at your house for a couple of days. We went to meetings constantly. Like you just got me out of my head and like I'm forever grateful, you know, for that kind of stuff. And they say, oh, go to recovery, get your hand up, or, you know, go to meetings, get your hand up, and you meet women. Like, if you're a guy, you meet men, and you talk to the men and women, because you don't know how to be a lady unless you're with another lady.
Right, exactly.
And learning from another one. We have a caller coming in right now. And we are just waiting for him to put him on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Nice.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, lady.
Oh, I know this voice.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
How'd you know it was me? I tried to disguise my voice.
No, that's impossible.
You didn't do a very good job disguising your voice, my dear. But we love you so much.
How are you, John?
I'm good.
Good. Tell us some of the blessings that you've had in recovery. Can you hear me, John?
What's that? You're going in and out over here.
Oh, it's probably because Art spilled a little coffee and he's trying to clean that up right now. Shannon said, tell us a little bit of the blessings or some of the blessings that you have with being in recovery.
Oh, they're too numerous to mention. My life is incredible.
I hear your show on Wednesday was really good.
What is happening to the show? I can't hear.
I heard.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
He needs to talk.
Go ahead, John.
Are we good now?
Yeah.
We can hear you, John.
Oh, good. I'm glad. You guys are doing big things on the air there.
That's right.
We are trying. Absolutely trying. You know,
yeah, well,
I love being able to be here.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
So you know what, John? Bernadette was talking about where she met me, and that's where I met you.
What?
What, in treatment?
Yeah.
Great place to meet, ain't it?
Yep. Even though, like, I didn't speak to her at, you know, when I was there, but it was when I went to, like, my first meeting outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see those faces, those familiar faces.
Yeah.
How was your show on Monday?
That's the biggest part of your life, I guess. You really don't forget much of that, I guess. Depends on how you come in.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So what are you up to today?
What's that?
What are you up to tonight?
What am I up to tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Guys on the radio.
Oh, you're great.
Well, John, I'll tell you one of the blessings that I've had coming into recovery is my friendship with you. I'm eternally grateful for you. I love you very much.
You probably said some nice things, but I couldn't hear it.
Oh, man. I think you got to switch the mics back. It was the little coffee malfunction, John. But we love you, and we're gonna try to fix this, and then
I'll continue listening.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll have a better connection. I'll call back in a little bit.
All right, you're amazing. Love you.
Hi, John.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Marty, I owe you a phone call about your call to me earlier.
You do, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See ya.
All right. I'm so glad he called. He's amazing.
Yes. He always calls to show support. You can hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Can anyone else out there listening hear me?
Yeah, it was because you were talking into the wrong microphone.
There's a bunch of people call in.
Yeah, from the... So, Sean, right now you work for like an after... Can you explain that? It's like an aftercare treatment?
So, I work for a supportive housing facility, so...
Now, is that like partial treatment?
Yeah, it's partial hospitalization. So they go to their clinical in a different area.
Oh, we have another caller.
Living clean and sober. Saving lives. You calling me out? Hold on, we got to put you right on the air. Hold on a minute.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Cannon. I'm so happy to hear you on here. It's Morgan.
Hi. Oh, my
and
God.
And Cannon and Devin. We just wanted to hear.
Hi, guys.
We just wanted to say how much you've done for us and how great you are and, like, what an inspiration you are to women in recovery, you know?
Hi, guys.
She said thank you so much. How are you doing? Oh, it's delayed.
You need to turn your radio down.
Hi, can you hear us now?
Yes.
You need to turn your radio down. That's why it's echoing.
Oh, okay.
It's a little delayed, I think.
Morgan.
She said, Morgan, I miss you. How are you? I can't.
Oh, I miss you too. I'm good. Here in sober living. We're all doing well. Just got done, actually, at the aftercare you guys were just talking about. We had an hour group. We had a great speaker come in. So that was good. It was a great way to end the day.
Oh, that's incredible.
Are you with Devin right now?
Yeah, she's right here.
Wait, Devin. Yeah, so it was me who you were talking to,
I love you.
Right?
I love you too, Dev.
Devin, I was the one that you were texting earlier today.
She just got on the phone. I think somebody important called her.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Morgan, can you tell us one of the blessings that have happened to you that you have since you've been clean?
I've gotten through some really, really traumatic things clean recently. I don't know, like, I have my family back. I have a beautiful roof over my head. Like, I'm not mentally, physically, or emotionally, like, sick anymore. And, like, I can have bad days and be okay with having bad days and still stay clean through them. And I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm genuinely happy.
I am so.
And that's, like, the biggest part, too.
I've seen Morgan grow in this process. And that is, like, one of the many blessings that I get with my job. And I'm just so proud of you, Morgan.
Thank you, Shannon. Well, I just wanted to call and support. So,
you.
We love you.
We love you guys. Thank you for calling.
All right. Good night.
And bye.
I love hearing that stuff.
I know. That's beautiful. I'm like trying to picture what she looks like, and I was like waiting for you to tear up.
I am.
Shannon's our crier. It's okay, though.
And she's young, too, and that's like another thing. That, mm-hmm. You know. A lot of young people think it's not possible because they can't fathom
the idea of not using a substance or drinking or, you know, whatever it may be.
That's where, you know, one day at a time, the just for today comes in.
I remember when Shannon started working with me at first, I could not understand the fact of not being able to drink because, like, to me, that wasn't my problem, right? Even though I forget the times where I was, like, laying in bed with, like, a bottle of wine to myself next to me on the pillow. Like, I forget that. I forget that easily. And I would be like, Shannon, like, one day I want to get married and, like, I want to be able to have a toast at my wedding. And she's like, you're not even engaged yet. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're so right.
Yeah, because we project.
Way too far.
It's like 1 foot in tomorrow and the other one in yesterday. You're pissing all over today, people.
Yeah.
Stay today.
I know. And it's just so funny because whenever I project and I think about the future, like, that is the one thing I'll always remember. Like, she's right. I'm not even engaged. What do I even care about having a toast at my wedding? You know, like, it's so stupid.
And then once... You know, you think about those things, but then once they come up, when you stay in recovery, you don't even think about it anymore.
Right.
You're in such a different
place.
Yeah, such a different spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember.
I know that you have your own place now, and
I do. When you were talking about when I let you stay over, I was remembering my little tiny apartment that I had, and you know, because I think another thing that we do, you know, in recovery is we beat ourselves up, right?
Absolutely.
We always think we should be farther ahead. We think we should be in a different spot than we are, and you know, I went through that so much in recovery. Yay, we have a caller.
Saving lives. Hello. Hey, what's up?
Is it John?
Hold on, put me back.
Can you hear me now, John?
You're on the air, John.
I can.
Good. Yeah, I'd like to be on the air.
You can always come up any Thursday night with us.
Yeah, you should come visit.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I'm kind of tired.
It doesn't have to be tonight.
What could you be tired from?
What?
I said, what could you possibly be tired from?
What could I be tired from?
It's a joke.
You know, running around, being out every night this week from Sunday to tonight, making meetings, you know, helping people, doing the show, all that.
Mm-hmm. Dio, did you go to that convention that was this past weekend in, what was it, Lancaster?
Lancaster, yeah, I did.
How was it?
It was absolutely incredible.
Oh.
I ran into my first ever sponsor.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know how much friends for almost 30 years.
Yeah, I know how much he's made an impact on your life, too. I remember hearing stories about it.
Yeah, my life changed when he sponsored me 7 years and took me through steps, and my life changed.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you should come next Thursday. Come up with us if you're not too tired.
What's the date? I might be able to do that. That would be fun.
That would be real fun.
To be on the other side, you know?
Right. I wouldn't know what to say. Because I'd probably be so, I'm so used to you being the one that's actually doing the talking.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
We are having some major technical difficulties today. It's just,
so
it's
John,
all good.
I'm getting
I know,
some.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, can you
hear?
Are we good now, John?
Yeah, I took it off speaker. I may have figured maybe
that's why.
Okay. All right, good.
Hello.
We can hear you.
So let me understand this. You guys can hear me, but I can't hear you. Is that right?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
You can't hear us?
There are...
You're going in and out.
Maybe. Are you driving?
No.
What?
It's got to be your phone because we're not moving.
I mean, I'm moving in my chair a little bit, but I've been... I don't know why.
I mean, everything on my phone is copacetic.
What does that even mean? Watch out for the big words. Woo, woo.
Yeah, it was a bird of the week. Copacetic. Don't ask me what it means.
So you guys have words of the week. We actually have like a little quote or a phrase or saying at the end of our show. A little different.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have your own originality.
That's right.
Absolutely. I think we're very original, I must say.
So Shannon's a top priority these days. She's all over the place.
Yes, she is. She's on tour.
I like to be in service, you know what I mean? In any way that I can.
Like what? What is wrong with this?
She says she likes to be in service.
Maybe me and Bernadette will just share the other mic.
Your mic is working fine. It's not you, it's John. Technically John.
Of course. It can't be anything that you did, right?
Oh, I'm feeling a little animosity. Oh, my gosh. You guys,
I just talked to a sponsee on the phone for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear one interruption.
Oh, well, I don't know what to...
So you guys are on a roll. Let me get out of your way.
All
right. Just wanted to say hey.
All right. Hey, John.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Right,
we love you.
You guys are the best. I love you.
You are, too.
Love you.
You are.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I'll talk to you, I guess.
Next week.
Bye, John.
Bye, John. We love you. I'll call in next Monday. I'll step out of my home group to talk to call in. So we want to hear some success stories. I know that we have
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear, you know, people in recovery. I want to hear
what they're doing now with their lives.
Right, exactly.
If you want to call in, it's 609-241-7103.
And there is nothing wrong with the phones.
Hey, I can hear myself totally fine tonight. Shannon, maybe not so much.
Yeah. I'm going.
But I'm also loud naturally. You're not that loud naturally, so maybe that's...
Yeah, but, like, I'm on...
Just like kiss the mic. It'd be fine.
It's working because I can see everything moving when you're talking. We really need to stop talking about that and move on with the show.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
There's nothing wrong with the sound. And when you listen back to this, you're going to hear 20 minutes of whining about sound.
Yeah, that's not good.
Sorry
about
that.
Let's
move forward.
I want to kind of hear from Art a little bit. Because I know he does a lot these days with, you know.
Well, he's a recovery coach.
Yeah.
You know, and they just had a session, I would say, a couple weeks back. And then we have another caller.
Hi. Hi. Hold on. We're going to put you on the air.
Hi. Sounds good.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Hi.
Yes. Hi, Tina.
Hi, what's going on, guys?
Tina Bina, my Aries friend.
Aries.
All the way. How are you?
Are you with all the peeps right now?
Yes, right now we are tuned in and we are listening.
Awesome.
I literally couldn't believe how we heard Morgan and literally talk about it. It's like, oh my gosh, like a straight shot to your heart.
So, I know. Isn't that amazing? I love it. So, Tina,
Morgan, if you're listening, I'm proud of you.
Awesome. So, didn't you just celebrate something, Tina?
Yes. On February 6th, I celebrated, or should I say, we celebrated 4 years.
Yay! Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
And how did you do it?
Sorry, I stepped outside. Of course, now it's all out.
How did you get to that point? 4 years, like, that's huge.
Say that one more time?
How did you get to 4 years? Like, that's huge for a lot of people that can't even get a day.
How did I get there? Well, I'll tell you what, guys. It was not easy. Beginning of my story was, like, I wasn't one of those people, like I said, like, people that come into rehab. Like, I gave you guys nothing but, it takes a lot of courage to walk into a rehab because... I wasn't that lucky. I was one of those people that had to be stopped, like, physically behind bars in order for me to surrender and to realize, like, I think I have a problem, you know? And along the way, you know, I got the gift of desperation, and I realized my way didn't work. Every single time I put my hand in something, I ruined it.
Yep.
You know, and that's when I realized, like, maybe it's time for me to ask for help.
And that itself was, like, one of the hardest things to do, I know, for me personally, too, asking for help, especially that Aries.
Especially being the Aries, you know, we want to be the best.
It's our way or the wrong way.
Uh-huh, our way, yeah, exactly.
So, Tina, tell people who are listening what you do now.
What I do now? Well, what I do now, it's very, very simple. What I do now... As soon as I wake up, I always read the Just for Today.
Yes.
Or if I don't have the Just for Today on my phone, I have a little meditation book next to me. And, you know, I always read something positive. Because I truly believe starting your day positive and starting your day grateful, you know, it keeps the ball, you know, keeps the ball rolling and it keeps you grounded.
Yep.
Because on any given day... I can be that person that's better than, you know, that, like, I have 4 years now, I got this, and, like, I don't need any help, and, you know, the one thing that I've learned along the way, and the one thing that I've seen, especially, you know, I'm not collecting key tag after key tag after a couple months and a couple days, and that's when life shows up, and I've seen people fall off, especially recently, between, 4 years and 10 years, people start to think that,
they don't need it anymore.
You know, that they don't need anybody. And I don't ever want to forget, you know, where I came from. And I always want to remember that, you know, a grateful addict will never use.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When I start looking at things that I don't have instead of the things I do have, that's when I have a problem. That's when I know something is not right.
Right. And we're like that much closer to, like, you know, putting ourselves out there. We don't remember that and what brought us here.
That's right.
Exactly.
Teen, I just think you're awesome. I just, you know, especially, you know, what you do for a living now. You know, especially, like, I can say for myself, I would have never thought I would have, you know, be in the position I am now. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I feel like a hypocrite because I remember, you know, being in rehab and hearing people and literally like rolling my eyes and being like,
oh, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. You know, and now that's what I do every single day. That's what I do every single day. And you know what? It's not about like trying to be a hero. And my job is not about anything besides like trying to plant the seed. Mm-hmm. You know, I truly believe, like, I don't have to talk the talk, you know, because I live it. And if you want what I have, then, you know, ask me, and I'll show you, you know. And that's just, like, all of us, you know. Like, Shannon and Burn, you guys, like, I love you guys, you know. Like,
we love you.
We do this together. We do this together.
That's
and
right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
No one ever achieves greatness by themselves.
Wow. That's right. That's so true. Well, team, please tell all the people in the house that
absolutely. North Wales, what up?
Yeah, shout out.
We love you, team.
Shout out.
Thank you so much for calling. Right. You're amazing.
I love you guys.
I love you guys.
I appreciate your service. I want you guys to know, like, keep doing what you're doing. I look up to you guys, and I love you guys.
Aww,
have a great night.
You.
Thanks for having me on.
Hi, team. Thank
See
you.
Wales.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, I love her.
It's just awesome. I love hearing people who have made it through that darkness. Because when you first come in, it's like you can't see light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I mean?
And being able to develop these relationships with women and, you know, men in recovery too. Like, you're able, like, we see each other in their darkest moments. We see each other go through some scary health things, scary things. And, you know, I know Tina, myself, Shannon, like, everyone I know has gone through something traumatic in recovery, and we've gotten through it.
That's right.
You know, being able to show that it's possible.
Almost takes something traumatic, you know what I mean, to make it stick, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Because I know, I mean, Art, I'm sure you can relate too, you know, when you have those feelings, right?
Feelings aren't facts.
Right. You think they're gonna last forever. And I remember when I first came into this process, I always told myself it's temporary. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. And nothing, your feelings, they come and go, they change. You don't have to, you know,
act upon it.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, even for instance, like, you know, if somebody like says something really messed up to you or sends you a text message, and immediately I want to fire back. Right. But I was taught to, like, do not react
right away. You have a pause button now.
Yes. Didn't exist for a while.
Right, exactly. Do you have a pause button too, Art? You good
we
with
all
that?
Have a pause button.
Do you use it frequently? Or?
Actually, I need the reset button.
Okay. Yeah.
You can always start your day over at any moment of the day. Yesterday, I freaking slept through my alarm. And I had a client knocking up on my door, and I was sleeping, and I wanted to, like, crawl in a hole and die. But I just reset my day. I was like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Just, like, close my eyes for a second, and it's another day.
Stuff happens as long as it doesn't happen on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I really like you, Art.
I know. And I love his radio voice. I think I've said it every show.
Can you do the number?
Yeah.
Love when you
call in 609-241-7103.
See, it's like so flawless and perfect.
It is.
So, you know, the only person you're destined to become is the person you decide to be.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. You know what's
the person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be.
You
know
what? Statement, though.
Yeah. Right? You know what that reminds me of? I'm going to tell you this. So, since people from work were calling in, when I was in the interview process for the line of work that I do, I can remember being in that spot of, you know how we question ourselves a lot, right? Like, am I going to be able to do this? This is a big change for me. I don't know, you know, back and forth. And I can remember thinking to myself, do it. This is what you've always wanted to do. Be that person.
What are you afraid of?
Exactly. Be that person you want to be. And I'm so grateful I took the opportunity, because I have never had a job where I actually enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Like, and the one interesting thing about fear and like being afraid, mm-hmm. fear is a feeling that we put so much emphasis on. We make fear control our lives, mm-hmm. and every decision we make stems back to a feeling of fear.
But that's because we like to live a safe, you know, within your comfort zone. You know, most mm-hmm. people don't want to step out of their comfort zone.
Right. Most people don't embrace change. They don't want to break out of that norm.
People are just content living their lives mm-hmm. and going through their routines and complaining about what they complained That's about right. yesterday.
Yeah.
And how many people have given up their dreams in order to follow a secure, more profitable and socially accepted path?
Lots.
Everyone almost. Yeah. Almost everyone.
Say, everyone who is in recovery at some point or another. Mm-hmm. You're at that point mm-hmm. in time. But you can have that all back. That's right. The beauty of recovery.
Exactly. And none of us wants to be the cause of our own failure, yet we most certainly almost always are.
Right.
Because of not trying and not doing and not accepting and not asking for help.
Right. I know for me, I always got stuck in the, like you talked about, the fear, like fear of failure and success, where I was in this middle ground where I just wasn't doing anything. Like mm-hmm. I could tell you a million times that when I started something,
mm-hmm.
got to almost the very end and stopped.
And gave up. Yeah.
You know, and I don't do that today. Recovery, you know, being in recovery has taught me to have more confidence to follow through on things, mm-hmm. to show up, to, you know, be where I say I'm going to be, you know, do what I say I'm going to do and be reliable and responsible. And I didn't have that before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had that before, like, you know, before I even started using, I did, but I still did that, you know, stop before I finish yep. thing.
And I know with like confidence too, like that is one thing that a lot of people, I feel like in active addiction, struggle with. I know at least I did, but like I found out that like confidence is actually gained after the fact, after mm-hmm. you jump, after you leap, after you do what you were afraid and said you'd never do, that is when the confidence is built.
This is one of my favorite sayings. We all need a sacred witness in life, a person who could listen without judgment while knowing the right questions to ask that continually illuminate our path.
Oh, that's perfect. That's yes. beautiful. That's absolutely right. And like, don't surround yourself with people that kind of put that cloud over you, or that you need to be surrounded by people that will make your light shine brighter.
Right.
And I know, like, with Shannon, like, that's what I felt. Like, I felt like she was a beacon of light.
And who would that one person be that I just described?
In my life?
In anyone's life.
A higher power.
Your sponsor?
Your sponsor, a higher power.
That's right.
Yourself looking in the mirror, finally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I make you do that?
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
You made me do that. So what didn't you make me do?
We're talking about confidence, so, you know, all that stuff. And I remember saying to you, the most difficult thing for me is when someone doesn't believe in themselves.
And I
right?
didn't. And I had such low self-esteem.
And I can see it. I saw it in you. And I remember I told Bernadette, I said, I want you to wake up every day. You look yourself in the mirror and you say three good things about yourself, three compliments. And I remember I would call her too. Did you do it? Did you do it? And she started to, and you could start seeing the growth because, you know, I can speak for myself, you know, everyone around me, they can tell me nice things, right? But if I don't believe it myself, it just rolls right off, or I follow it with a negative.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn that too in treatment. Like, all right, for example, I would say, Bernadette, your hair looks so nice. And you would respond with, oh, well, I need to get it done. You know, that's what we do. We uh-huh. don't accept.
Acknowledge, like, yeah.
We,
she's absolutely right.
We were talking about that, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Listening to your own voice, you know, on the radio. Mm-hmm. You're not used to hearing it.
I mean,
you get used to it after you listen to it mm-hmm. for a little bit. But normally you don't hear your voice. You hear it in your head, and it sounds way different when you're
listening to it. A little funny, a little weird, a little, yeah. But she's so right, and it was hard for me to do that. She would make me look in the mirror, and one of the particular phrases was to look in the mirror and be like, I am beautiful. And, like, it's still hard to say that at times, but it gets easier. And luckily, she hasn't made me have to do that lately in the mirror.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I know, right? She's going to be making me do this all over again. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, now that you brought it up.
But with being in recovery, like, I like the person I'm becoming. Mm-hmm. And for so long, I hated that person. I didn't want to be alive. I thought it was better if I wasn't.
But you look at that saying. I mean, you know, look at people who've committed suicide, Robin Williams, and mm-hmm. you know, different comedians. These are people who they're masking happy, and behind that happy is not so happy.
Right.
You know, so you can't. You have to look beyond the smile.
Right.
True.
You know, there's more pain sometimes, deeper than you know what you're really looking at.
And it's even too, like, I'll be at the grocery store, and like the lady at the counter, she's being just so mean and like so negative, Nancy. And you know, a part of me wants to just feed off, like, we mirror people when we're in front of someone, we'll mirror that. But I like try in my every bit of power that I have in me to be like, she's just having a bad day, you know?
Yeah, you have to think about where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
That was another big, you know, thing learning in recovery is to allow people
to be where they're at,
to be where they are,
because meet people where they are,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because I like to control things. A lot of us do, and I want to control outcomes and situations and how those people will react to me. And I learned in recovery to not have expectations mm-hmm. and not place them so high, and just, you know, allow people to be where they are.
I'm telling you, through life, nothing is what I expected it to be, okay?
Yeah. Right.
So if you learn that in an early lesson, mm-hmm. you're going to save yourself about 35 years of pain mm-hmm. and confusion. That's right. Seriously, you're always going to be highly critical of yourself. You're always going to think you can do better than...
We're always our worst critics.
We're always our worst critics, mm-hmm. But not always the case. The same thing, I try not to go through life so negative, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've come across people, the clerk at the store who's right. just... I try to be overly nice to just either make them mad or make their day.
And like, and, work, just to smile at a stranger.
The smallest act of kindness could make someone's day.
Mm-hmm. You know what it's I like mean? A chain reaction too. So I'm going to challenge all of our listeners to perform one act of kindness tomorrow, whether it is holding the door open for someone and not expecting a thank you, whether it's letting someone pass you in the car, or just like giving a wave to a random stranger, something you wouldn't normally do, and do not expect anything in return.
Right. That's the don't tell anybody.
Pay for the person's coffee in front of yes. you at Dunkin' Donuts.
Loved it.
Or your, behind the toll you, I mean. When you're driving in and pay somebody's toll behind you.
I just saw something about that too. Like somebody was at Starbucks and it kind of started a chain reaction and just went right all the way down.
Yeah. Amazing. And that's, you know, I'm thinking about, I can't stop thinking about my people over there. But when you first come into recovery, it's hard to be grateful for the small things
mm-hmm.
Because you're so caught up in, you know, consequences that you're facing of your actions, or, you know, feeling like you're never going to get to the other side when you're missing all the little things around you
mm-hmm.
That you haven't realized when you were out in active addiction. I remember when I first got clean, I started realizing like how bright the sun was. I was like, holy crap, mm-hmm. like little things. Feeling the wind when you're standing outside, or just being able to fall asleep.
Right.
That was like the biggest thing for me.
That was tough. That was tough for me. I had to listen to like guided meditation mm-hmm. and do breathing exercises. I still have to do it sometimes.
You know, but it took you a conscious effort.
Yes.
To really be aware of your mood, where you were, where your head was, you know, and trying to stay there. Recovery is work. It's not easy,
mm-hmm.
but it's worth it.
So worth it.
But it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So worth it.
And a lot of times, like too many of us have forgotten the charge that our ancestors left us to direct our energy, knowledge, and talent towards making a difference. Like, what are we all fighting for if it's not to improve another person's life? Why are we here? If it's not to do good in the world and to give back and be.
Well, it used to be to try and leave a better world than we came into. Mm-hmm. I mean, for our children and our grandchildren and everybody else. And
it's like footprints.
It's almost like society has gotten, it's all about me and how fast mm-hmm. I can do something and how easy and convenient my life can be.
That's so true, Art.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I sit back, you know, that I really don't work full time anymore. I mean, I, you know, work part time, so I'm kind of semi-retired, but you know, I look at life a little bit differently now, like, you know, the rat race and getting up and, you know, getting the kids off to school and going to a job that you don't
like. Living to work or working to live.
Right. And I think if you have a choice, you need to find a job that you don't consider work mm-hmm. because your yes. day flies by. My day flies by. I mean, I'm doing what I love. We're helping people. You know, I do my thing with City of Angels. Mm-hmm. I don't get paid for it, but it's what all my time gets dedicated mm-hmm. to.
Right.
You know, the radio station, you know, helping with City of Angels, you know, all the way down the line. So it's rewarding, you know, very much so. But you change, you know, you change how you live. I don't rush to work. I don't have a hectic lifestyle. I'm not trying to rush from one thing to get the next thing to get this done so I can go pick up, you know, I don't have to do any of that. I can kind of lay back mm-hmm. and take my day to time. And, you know, I have those moments like everyone else, you know, those mm-hmm. stressful days, and you need to step back and breathe.
And things happen too, but it's your perspective.
And you need to just, sometimes you just need to take a step back and look at the big picture, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes I want to, like everyone else, react. You know, I'm not happy. but it doesn't really solve anything.
Right.
Know? No, it doesn't.
It makes your day miserable. It makes somebody else's day awkward. And it doesn't really solve anything.
And, like, life is a gift. There's so many people that, like, have passed. Whether or not they're in recovery or tried to be or in active addiction or wherever you're at in your life, but, like, have passed and, like, they didn't deserve to pass.
Right. I try not to look at life as work. You know, I don't get up and go, oh, geez, I have to clean the house mm-hmm. or, oh, God, I got to go food shopping or, you know, I don't look at things like that. I mean, I guess that's just starting with the negative connotation. It gets worse from that point.
Right.
So I try to look at it more positively. You know, I go about my day doing my thing and next thing I know, it's gone.
Yep.
It's over before you know it.
It is.
And, you know, I know for me, I'll start the day off positive, but I still have that, you know.
The monkey on your back.
That monkey on my back that wants to find every witch.
Shake it off, shake it off.
Loophole to, you know, negative stuff. And you're going to be faced with that. It's just, what are you going to
do about it?
What are you going to do about it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always feel like I'm not doing good enough. Like, and
I'm not worthy enough. Right. Can I do more?
You know, though, I always look at people like, you know, like yourselves, mm-hmm. okay, where you appreciate all the little things throughout your day.
Yes.
People that aren't in recovery don't really do that. They're not appreciating that one small, you know what I mean? Someone who was kind to you mm-hmm. or, you know what I mean? Your thought process for the day, your outlook on how you look at things. Mm-hmm. I mean, just when you were in your throes of recovery, you weren't happy. You didn't want to hear anything.
I was in the grips of hell.
Yeah, like you're saying, Art, when you come into recovery, you're more aware of, you know,
it's almost like when you're blind, all your other senses become more astute, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're
stronger.
One big
else.
Thing that they always that I was always told was you do the right thing and the right thing's going to happen. So, and I take that very seriously. I try to do the next right thing when no one's looking. You know what I mean? Because I can have that monkey on my back too. Like, hey, nobody's looking. You can do this. You mm-hmm. can do that. And I know in the back of my head that that's going to end up, you know,
hurting you,
having me in a non-spiritual place. And that's when I don't like what's going on. Like when my spiritual ground is shaky, I know I need to step my game up, go to more meetings, call more recovering addicts.
Get your hand up when you're at a meeting, participate in your recovery.
Mm-hmm. Even with time, I still can find myself, you know, when you first come around, you get that heart pounding.
Oh my God, sweat. Sweating.
I don't like. They don't want to hear what I have to say. And
it's called anxiety. Yeah.
And I think almost everybody has it.
And then once you do it, it's like, why didn't I do that weeks ago? Mm-hmm. You know?
You know what, though? It's a lot easier to get up and talk about something that you know and you're passionate about, mm-hmm. as compared to getting up and talking about something that you have no idea what right. you're talking mm-hmm. about.
That's like, true. You know? I was Monday night, I was at my home group, and like nobody was raising their hand. The speaker was amazing. He was this guy from like Norristown, and when I hear a powerful, like strong, loud speaker like that, it gets me all hype. Like I feel like I'm in a Baptist church. I'm like, amen, hallelujah. Like let's yeah, you're right. And I was all hype, and I wasn't planning on sharing, but I raised my hand. And I was like, dude, participate in your freaking
yes.
life.
Yes.
Like show up. And like do something.
That's so hard too for the people that are listening now. Like I've seen it. Like I would take them to meetings and they wouldn't get their hand up because they were afraid or had anxiety. And like once you get through that, it's so worth it. Just do it. And if you feel like using, there's nothing wrong with you. Get your hand up.
It's okay. It means you're an addict. Welcome.
And tell somebody and get that monkey off your back, because you hold that in, and thought turns into an obsession. Obsession meets opportunity. Mm-hmm. Boom.
So if anybody's listening that has afraid to maybe raise their hand in a meeting and, you know, want to finally like push yourself to talk, call in at 609-241-7103.
And if you're looking for help with addiction or you're a family member, you can call the City of Angels hotline at 609-910-4942. You can also go to the cityofangelsnj.org. We've recently uploaded or updated our Get Help link there. So it now takes you to the Pennsylvania opioid website, you know, for the .gov, it's pa.gov, and the New Jersey website for the opioids, which will give you a lot of information, a lot of resources, and direct help if you're looking to get into treatment. So
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. See, all that info is like needed out there.
I admire what you do, Art.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I really do.
He gives up a lot of his time for helping others, and he's not himself an addict. Like he has his daughter is in recovery, and he's been able to see the other side of it, like all of our parents and our loved ones, and he puts his time into something like this to give back.
Yep.
Because he sees the benefit of
it. Chose me, I didn't choose it,
right? And like that's the thing too, like it's funny how like when we start in the beginning of the show, I'm like always so nervous. But like then when I get into it, I'm like, dude, this is awesome. Like being able to be here in Hightstown, New Jersey, and being able to just talk and ramble and like be with people I love, showing people that there is a better way and there is a life outside of the disease of active addiction.
Yes.
Like
there is another way.
There is hope.
There's hope. You know, nothing is unachievable. Nothing is hopeless. And I know it's when you first enter recovery, it's hard to get out of that negative way of thinking. Because look, when you come into this process, you have to change everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just change one thing. You know what I mean? You have to change.
Honesty was a hard
one. Yeah. People, places, and things. Being honest, like we talked about, you want to use, be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like acting out, be honest about it. Like the people you tell are most likely going to be people in recovery, and we think the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you say or nothing you have done,
yep.
You know, is crazy to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I were to go to, say, my mom or, you know, my sister and tell them what I'm really thinking, they might look at me like I'm crazy. But, you know, your support system, the people in recovery, you know, we're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think that you're different. You know, that's what I did. And it separated me and, you know, robbed me of more time that I could have spent in recovery. And,
you know, and feeling judged and
mm-hmm. gratitude. Keep the gratitude, guys.
What is that saying? A gratitude, something, gratitude a day? No, I'm totally making that up. I was thinking about something about keeping a doctor away, but I don't even know.
Like, be grateful, those people who are listening, that you have a roof over your head. I think about that a lot, man. Like, the people who have nowhere to go or don't even know that this
program is
yeah is,
or there is a program or there is an option or there's a way out.
you know, even though we talk about it a lot, we're spreading the word, the stuff that art does, like
we need to spread it more.
There are still people that don't know. And, you know, I'm so grateful that I had this opportunity to, you know, be in recovery. Not everybody gets it. And, you know, a lot of people, they come in, they get some time, and they have that demon that says just one more.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know if you're coming back from that.
And not only that, we don't even know what you're using anymore, because the shit out there is, like, bad.
Yeah, no.
It's not like when our mom and dads, like, you know, would do whatever back in the day.
Matter of fact, I was at a meeting last night, and we had, you know, a friend of mine, Detective Scott Kivett from Robbinsville, you know, was talking to a group of parents at an elementary school. And he was trying to explain to them that, you know, it's not your marijuana anymore. It's what they call dabs. You know what I mean? Where it's concentrated. Mm-hmm. It's actually can be made in your basement. You know what I mean? And it's a concentrated form of THC. This is not what a 14 or 15 year old, you know, should be smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So the drugs of the 60s are not the drugs of the 21st century. It's a whole new scary place altogether now, you know.
It's reached a whole another level. And I think the last show we were on, I was on with you, Art, we talked about how there needs to be more education in schools,
right?
Because it's just reaching younger and younger and younger. And you know, I for myself, my son's a teenager, so I always have that, you know, that.
So how could we get more education in schools?
Well,
do we just have to go up there and
it comes down to the school systems, because the school systems, and I'm not saying all of them, but most of them are reluctant to admit they have a problem.
Right.
Because then the word gets out that there's a heroin problem. Folks, I got news for you. It's everywhere.
Right.
I can take you to any high school in the United States. I don't care how high class you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find heroin.
That's right. But like you said, they don't want to, you know, admit there's a problem. But what would they rather? What, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, we had the DARE program. The DARE program was the biggest failure, you know what I mean, that was out there, seriously. That matter of fact, it's been dissolved. That's how ineffective, you know what I mean, that it was. That was the war on drugs, which we lost. I mean, that war on drugs was brought on by, you know, Nixon in the 70s. Basically, he put it on minorities. You know what I mean? They weren't busting white middle class people smoking pot.
Hey.
You know, they were busting, you know, inner city, you know, urban people that, you know, they could take advantage of. And that's what they were doing. And all we did was fill our jails. I mean, even the police departments now realize they can't arrest their way out of this epidemic.
I wonder, okay, so you know how that they've lightened the I don't know, punishment for like weed and all that kind of stuff. Could you imagine being locked away for 20 years for possession of marijuana and then all of a sudden hearing, oh, well, now it's legalized in Colorado. It's legalized in Washington State, California, yada, yada. I would personally blow some shit up.
But it's still considered
just saying.
A Schedule I drug by the federal government.
Right. So it's crazy. It's crazy.
Going to be curious to see, you know, what's going on. I did get a letter from the acting director of the Office of Drug Policy from
really?
The White House. Yeah, that used to be Director Botticelli, and when you know President Obama left, you know, he left as well. And that office was quiet. Everything was taken down off the website, and then I got a letter.
How was the letter?
Not encouraging.
Really?
Well, everything is taken down. So basically, they're starting from square one again. So it's really going to be curious to see who is going to end up taking that over.
I'm just going to write a letter to the president.
I'm thinking it's Governor Chris Christie, you know, that might be in line for that. I mean, considering all the efforts that he's making now, he signed the bill yesterday. Kevin actually went to that.
Right. Oh, wow.
That bill signing.
That's right. That's awesome.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So that's signed. You know, if you do go to our Get Help section of the City of Angels website, you will see the link to reachnj.gov, you know, which will really give you all the, you know, assets that you need here in the state of New Jersey if you're seeking recovery.
And we do have a couple minutes left, so if you have any thoughts and you want to call in, give us a call at 609-241-7103.
Good job. I was Look trying. At you. She's doing awesome.
I know. Had to get that in that there, Art. I was like, I want to do it like Art.
609-241-7103.
I don't know if we could ever do it like Art.
No, Art has he's just that has radio voice. Unique way. So yeah, I'm so happy to be here and be a part of this.
It's amazing for you to be up here with me. Like, it's awesome. Look at you getting all teary-eyed. I love it. Because it's beautiful.
I'm thinking since Jen has to, you know, is going to be unavailable until March, you should kind of step in and be our guest co-host.
There we go. Perfect. I think Jen would be totally okay with that because it is Shannon, and we all love Shannon.
I'm totally in. But, like, when you say you're getting teary-eyed, the connections that I have with people now are just... I never thought I could really internalize.
And how long have you been in recovery now?
A little over 6 years.
Oh, so you're pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
A little over six. But even like Tina was saying, though, like you get in this spot where you think you're good, right? Because I've been there. I would miss my home group, and it would be a week, right, that I didn't go to a meeting, and I would wonder why I was batshit crazy. I'm like, I need extra to get angry. To a meeting.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm glad, like we talked about that awareness. But I've learned now, I don't want to be in that spot where I get crazy. Mm-hmm. I just need to continue, you know, the pattern, the meetings, the calling people, you know,
being other people. Connected.
Exactly.
And I got to see Shannon 2 days in a row. And, like, for our busy schedules, like, that itself is amazing.
It is.
Because we can finish each other's sentences to the point where it's like, she already knows what I'm thinking.
Listen, she tries to hide things.
I know, I do.
All right? She really does. And when I say what she's thinking, she looks at me like I'm nuts. And I'm like, you're me. You know?
This is true.
And that's how it is, too, with people in recovery. Like, when I'm working at the facility, like they think they're being
sneaky
or smart. Getting one over, and it's like, no, like I already know. I've been there.
I've done it.
I know what you're doing. I've tried that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just it's such a blessing to be clean, man, and be in recovery. And
it really is.
I just wanted to thank everybody for listening too.
I know it's been a great show.
This was their meeting time, so I'm hoping they got something out of it. And yeah.
And they can watch it again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah, right. That's true. Which is great. Hopefully I don't look like 500 pounds like I was in the last couple.
Oh, here, see, crazy. Here.
Oh, we're going to There we go. Here. I'm going to have to practice.
Art, it's the mirror thing.
Oh, shit.
We're going to get you a thin mirror.
There we go. Like a carnival mirror. That's perfect.
That's it.
I think that's great. We should put it in front of the video camera,
no matter
too.
How much you weigh, you look like you weigh 20 right. pounds.
No. Well, and it's not like I do anything about it. Like, I'm thinking about Taco Bell already when we leave here. Like, come on. It's like...
But, you know how... Food is
it's a whole other thing. But I want to add a little saying before we wrap up.
Let's do it.
So the one I have today is, life is lived in the extra beats we hold as time unfolds. Soon the two beats become four, the four become eight, and eventually we will have mastered the art of experiencing life, of feeling who we are and where we are on our path to greatness, of creating real moments, of living as joyous masters in the infinite and divine freedom of now. Thank you again for listening. This is Bernadette
Very
and
nice.
Shannon and
Thanks,
Art,
guys.
And we're out.